Have you ever visited Disneyland and pondered the multitude of things you might have missed throughout the park? Maybe some sort of hidden area you never discovered. Have you daydreamed about having the entire park to yourself? Or even staying beyond operating hours until all the employees had departed? Well, there were indeed two boys who dared to fulfill this fantasy. And it led to a tragic event that no one that have embarked this part of the park will ever forget. It was June 1973 when two siblings found themselves in an unexpected and tragic situation. It was Tom Sawyer's Island within Disneyland, an attraction within the park that guests could explore. But the only thing is, you'd have to sail across a river to get to this attraction. It wasn't a place you could simply walk to like other areas of the park, which made the experience there much more magical and different. Two siblings embarked on this journey to the island. Bogdan Delarat, an 18-year-old resident of Brooklyn, and his 10-year-old brother Dorian Delarat, who were both excited to explore the depths of the island, even though it was not too long before closing time. The two brothers thought it would be a good idea to check out more of the island that was closed off to guests by scaling a fence into an area known as the Burning Settler's Cabin. Remaining on the island for an extended period, the duo eventually realized that they had missed the last boat returning to the main theme park. The intentions of these boys remain unclear, whether they were deliberately evading Disneyland staff until the park closed so that they could stay on the island, or they simply found themselves stranded after missing the last boat. However, judging by their subsequent actions, it seems likely that they wished to avoid being caught. Instead of seeking assistance from a Disneyland cast member to get back to the main park, the pair opted to navigate the river on their own. It was around 9:40 p.m., and it's important to note that the river was not intended for swimming, making the crossing a challenging endeavor. In complicating matters, the younger brother Dorian couldn't swim, prompting Bogdan to attempt carrying him across his back. And to give the water ripple effects, there are all sorts of underwater turbines throughout the river. Tragically, halfway across the river, Bogdan succumbed to the water, possibly due to the weight of his 10-year-old brother and the slippage caused by the water turbines. And Dorian was left afloat as he had doggy paddled to get back to the main park, eventually being discovered by a maintenance worker while in the water. A search party would ensue once the younger brother made it known of his brother's lost state. Disneyland employees, local police, and firefighters tirelessly searched for 8 hours, only discovering his body the next morning between a set of fake rocks near the island around 5:35 a.m. The Delarat family ultimately tried to sue Disneyland, but since Disneyland was clearly not in the wrong, since the brothers did this on their own accord, the lawsuit was thrown out. And since that fateful event, cast members have reported sensing a eerie presence, witnessing unexplained ripples in the water, and even glimpsing an apparition around the rivers of America. Some speculate that it could be the ghost of the drowned older brother. Moreover, rumors persist of ghostly children haunting the island itself. Cast members claim to observe these spectral figures running about after the island has closed. And despite diligent searches, these apparitions remain elusive, adding an air of mystery to Tom Sawyer's Island. After airing this reel on my social media, many people found this story questionable. How could Bogdan have drowned in a river that was apparently knee-deep? Said one commenter. But is that really true? Various sources say that the river is approximately 4 to 8 feet in different areas of the water. So it could be possible that the drowning took place in the deeper areas of the river. And also, swimming with something on your back is incredibly hard, especially if they are panicking and they are presumably 70 to 80 pounds. And a lot of people ask, where were the parents? Well, given that this happened in the 70s, parents weren't as overbearing as they are in these days. And also, the older brother was 18, so it's possible the parents could have just sent them off on their own. And if you thought this was the only death that took place in the rivers of America, which surround Tom Sawyer's Island, well, think again. Only 11 years later, the river would claim another unfortunate soul. Philip Strahan, an 18-year-old resident of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and a friend of his were both commemorating their graduations, along with Strahan's 18th birthday at Disneyland in June 1983. After indulging heavily in alcohol that evening, they made the decision to trespass into a restricted cast members only area along the rivers of America in Disneyland. There, they untied an inflatable rubber maintenance motorboat, opting to take it for a joyride around the river. However, they lost control of the boat upon entering shallow waters, colliding with a rock near Tom Sawyer's Island, which threw Strahan into the water. His companion returned to shore to seek assistance, but Strahan tragically drowned well before his body was recovered approximately an hour later, around 12:15 a.m. This incident marked the 7th accidental death in the park's 27-year history. Well, that's all for this Scarecast Files episode. Make sure you be careful around the rivers of America inside Disneyland, as the shallow waters are a lot more dangerous than they appear. As always, be safe out there, and until next time.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.